All right, guys, running a quick promotion for about a week or so. I just want to let you guys know, 50th episode of the podcast, you're about to listen to it now. So I want to give back, I want to say thank you, and I want to help spread the message, man, spread the word. So we are giving away a $50 Amazon gift card for the 50th podcast episode. Here is all you have to do. Hop on Facebook, hop on Twitter, hop on Instagram, and just tag a friend, and I will enter you both in the drawing. I will enter you both in the sweepstakes. Tag two friends, tag three friends. Just copy a link to this podcast or any one of the episodes of the podcast. Tag your friend, tag me, so I can throw you in the drawing. And that's it, man. You will be entered to win. We will draw the winners next Tuesday, July 10th, during our Facebook Live event every Tuesday night at 8:15. So good luck. Jim Schultz for F Cubed, and we are back, man, and it's a Thursday. I didn't do the Wednesday edition of the podcast because yesterday was the 4th of July, and Autumn, me, Eli, Penelope, man, we all moved last weekend, and so it's been a little chaotic, a little hectic, and so I wanted to enjoy the holiday with my family and kind of eat some yummy food. And, yeah, man, but we are back. We are back on it for the podcast today. And I am in my car. I do have the air conditioning on because it's about 95 degrees outside. I usually try to do the podcasts in my car with no AC, so the background is nice and clean and crisp for you guys. But you might hear a very gentle kind of white noise in the background. That is my AC keeping me from dying here in the car, but I think it'll be all right. And you guys may have noticed the audio quality's probably improved a little bit on your end as I added a mic to my podcast now. So I hope it is a little bit crisper, a little bit clearer for you guys. And so, yeah. But today, I want to talk about fitness today, and I want to talk about fiber. And, you know, the title of today's piece is The Fiber Funnel. And there is a number of things I can talk about in regards to fiber, because I think that if there is a secret, if there is some magic formula that is involved in getting in really good shape and losing a ton of fat, that formula involves fiber to some degree. That formula involves a heavy, heavy dose of fiber. And now I'm talking about natural fiber, like fiber that is in foods. I'm not talking about fiber in like gummies or even the fiber that's in like protein bars. I'm not so sure about that fiber. I don't know that that fiber is the same as the fiber that you get in like blueberries or broccoli. But it might be. I'm not sure. I still have to think about that and educate myself about, you know, kind of, you know, you've got soluble and insoluble, but you also have other forms of fiber that kind of show up in the different things that we eat. Today's not really going to talk about kind of the benefits of fiber and all that stuff, because I want to save that for other times. And like I said, there's a number of ways I could go with fiber. Today I want to talk about the fiber funnel. And the idea is basically this. So if you guys have been following the podcast, or you've been following me, you know, to any degree, you know that I'm a big fan of flexible dieting. You know that I'm a big fan of, you know, you can call it flexible dieting. You can call it if it fits your macros. I mean, you can call it, you know, it goes by a few different names. But the basic idea is I'm a big fan of not limiting yourself to a very specific menu, not following like a meal plan type structure for the long term. Now, meal plans, and I was actually just talking this over with one of my athletes this morning, meal plans are very effective, I think, for short periods of time. You know, if you have a very specific goal in mind and you don't really want to think about it, you don't really want to have to worry about, you know, calculating macros and all that kind of stuff, just setting up a meal plan and just executing that plan can be really, really effective. But I would make the case that that's not really something that people can do for the rest of their lives. You know, I mean, that's, you know, a big reason why I'm not a big fan of keto. I'm not a big fan of intermittent fasting. You know, it's not that these things don't work. They work just fine. That I don't really think they work any better than anything else. But it's really the fact that these diet protocols are simply not sustainable in the long term for 99% of the population. And what I'm trying to do with F-Cubed, in all facets of F-Cubed, fitness, finance, and faith, is I want to give you guys content that is not only actionable, but that is sustainable. I want to give you guys ideas that not only will motivate you or inspire you to take action today, I want to have you guys thinking about forever. I want to have you guys thinking about long term. I want to have you guys thinking about some indefinite time window. Not, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds, you know, by the end of the month and then I don't care what happens. No, no, no. I do care what happens and I want you to care what happens. So that's a big reason why, you know, there's one of my classic preambles that goes on for, you know, 4 or 5 minutes. So that's a big reason why I'm just such a huge proponent of flexible dieting, because I feel like from a sustainability standpoint, it's pretty tough to beat some type of diet strategy that allows you to eat the foods that you enjoy. However, you know, people hear that and they think, oh my gosh, like this is great. I'm going to be able to eat pizza and cookies and ice cream and it's going to be amazing, right? All I have to do is hit my macros. So, I mean, if, you know, if I want to eat chicken breasts and licorice, I'm fine, right? I'll just eat, you know, the amount of licorice that gets me to my carb target and I'm set. I'll just eat, you know, the amount of chicken that gets me to my protein target and I'm set. I'll just have a few shots of olive oil to wash it all down and hit my fat numbers and I'll be all good to go. Well, the problem with that is you're not going to hit your fiber targets. And so I learned through trial and error mostly, but, you know, I'm certainly not the only one with this idea. I got this primarily from people that are much smarter than me. But then I started to see it play out in my own life and my own physical fitness as I started to implement this idea. And I realized that protein, carbs, and fat are all very important from a target standpoint. But fiber might actually be the most important. It's probably not more important than protein, but it's probably at least as important as carbs or fats. And so you have to eat enough fiber. Like, you know, we can argue about how much that is, but generally speaking, some minimum target per day of 10 to 15% of your carb total is probably a really good starting point. So if you're eating, you know, 200 carbs a day, you probably want to land somewhere between 20 and 30 grams of fiber, evenly split throughout the day, including fiber with each meal and all that stuff. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, though. That gets into kind of the benefits of fiber. I just wanted to make the point today that people see flexible dieting and they see if it fits your macros and they're like, oh my gosh, like this is amazing. I'm going to be able to eat whatever I want. And the reality is this, the answer to that question is sort of yes, you are going to be able to eat whatever you want, but it's got to be moderated, because in order for you to hit your fiber targets, you're going to be funneled in a certain direction. You're not going to be able to eat ice cream all day. You're not going to be able to eat pizza all day and still hit your fiber goals. You're going to primarily have to live on, you know, your classic dieting carb sources like fruits, blueberries, strawberries, apples, bananas, whatever. Like vegetables, broccoli, green beans, spinach, you know, cauliflower, that kind of stuff. Or your starchier stuff like oatmeal, like sweet potatoes, like I think white potatoes even have a little bit more fiber than we maybe thought before. So you're going to be funneled in a certain direction, right? That's going to involve your consuming a lot of those type of foods. But once you hit your fiber goals for a meal or for the day, depending on how you're looking at things, I would argue the daily numbers are more important than the meal numbers, but it is important that you include some fiber with each meal. Once you hit those numbers and those targets, if you want to have some pizza, if you want to have some cookies, you know, if it's 4th of July and you want to have a few beers like, you know, one of my guys had yesterday, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. The goal is to hit your targets, protein, carbs, fats, and fiber. But to get there, it doesn't mean you can't have some foods that you enjoy, but it does mean that 80 to 90% of the time, you're going to have to eat certain foods that are just more fibrous in nature. And this is what, you know, society typically labels as healthier foods. And so this is the direction that you're simply going to have to go in. There's just no way around it. And so I just kind of wanted to talk about that in today's segment. Kind of talk about the fiber funnel and just talk about how when you have a fiber target in mind, it's going to funnel you in a certain direction. But it's utterly different from a meal plan, because a meal plan literally restricts you to only the foods that are on your meal plan. You automatically start to associate kind of good and bad, kind of right and wrong with, you know, foods on your plan are good, foods off your plan are bad. But if you're just hitting fiber targets, you'll notice, hey, once, twice, three times a week, every day, if you really want it that badly, you know, you can work in some things that would normally never be found on a meal plan. And so I hope this was helpful for you guys to kind of maybe enlighten you behind, you know, flexible dieting, if it fits your macros, whatever you want to call it. You know, give you guys a little bit more insight into that approach to tackling your nutrition. If that's kind of something new to you, something you've been wondering about, or something that you've been considering, you know, this is something that I think would really benefit you in a big way if you started to educate yourself a little bit more on fiber, started to take the time to learn a little bit more about all the benefits of fiber. I'll certainly release those, you know, in bits and chunks, as I like to do on the podcast, on the YouTube channel, you know, all that stuff. Because I really think, you know, if the last 5 years of my physical fitness career have shown me anything, it's a few things. Number one, in order to get, and these are in no particular order, these are just the three things that are on my mind. Number one, in order to get really, really, really lean, like competition lean, like in a position where you could actually like do some damage, I learned last summer that in order to do that, you know, you've really got to, you got to push yourself really, really far. And so I pushed myself really far last summer. And as a result, you know, I did things I've never done before, which was really cool. Second thing on my mind is, it wasn't until I started to really buy into a flexible approach that my own results became consistent and predictable. Prior to that, I was a meal plan person. You know, this was like 8, 9, 10 years ago now. But prior to that, I was meal plan all the way. I was on or off. I was black or white. And as a result, I was, you know, in shape when I would be in competition season and very, very out of shape when I wasn't. But the flexible approach gave me a lot more consistency. And on that note, the third thing and the star of the show today is fiber. I have learned that fiber is so important for overall health, for digestion, for keeping your system regular, you know, whatever you want, however you want to put it. It's all of those things. But when it comes to fat loss, when it comes to nutrition, fiber is critically, critically important. And when you focus on fiber, it is going to naturally, pun intended, funnel you in a certain direction. So I hope this was helpful for you guys. As always, I will be back tomorrow with another segment. I know what I'm going to do. It's going to be fantastic. I got a finance piece ready to go for you guys. I will see you guys then. Hey guys, you're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. I am so humbled by your time and your attention. Man, it would mean the world to me if right now, if you texted one of your friends with a link to this podcast and you were just like, hey, check this guy out, give this guy a listen. You know, I think fitness, finance, faith, you know, it might help you out. Help me spread the message, help me spread the word. Man, it would be phenomenal.